Members of the West Orlando Tea Party partnered with former Winter Park City Commissioner Beth Dillahan's Veto SunRail group to express their opposition to the SunRail commuter line. Dillahan is worried that there's no dedicated funding source for SunRail. She says Orlando City Commissioners don't appreciate the potential impact of using future transportation funding to pay for the rail line if local governments can't come up with the cash.
You know, you're making decisions today that you are not going to be responsible for in 7 years. You will not be here, but future sitting commissioners and taxpayers will have to figure out a way to pay for this.
That was the civil part of the protest inside the Orlando City Hall's rotunda before the Transportation Secretary's meeting. Later, it dissolved into a shouting match that moved away from SunRail.
Germany, France have a viable rail system that can move people all over the continent. But you short-sighted people just can't see this. We can't keep this up forever. Wall Street is raping us. They're not paying their fair share of taxes. Why don't y'all talk about that?
We're going to fire Obama. That's what we're going to do.
No, you're not. You're going to re-elect him.
Obama! Obama! Obama!
Just before the public hearing, Orlando Mayor Bunny Dyer said the city could easily absorb its share of the projected annual operating cost for SunRail.
If we want to grow in a fashion that will allow us to maintain the quality of life that we have come to expect here in Central Florida and have transportation alternatives and have jobs that will be stimulated, transit-oriented development, then it's a must that we get SunRail.
He's cautiously optimistic Governor Scott will approve SunRail. He says Greater Orlando needs the commuter train to promote future expansion. But Florida's Transportation Secretary Ananth Prasad said other badly needed transportation projects in Central Florida will be hurt if local governments have to pay for SunRail's operating deficits.
I would just want to make sure that the local governments, the mayors and the commissioners understand that, and the local citizens understand that they're making a choice. They're making a choice here to go towards mass transit at the expense of other traditional transportation projects.
At the Secretary's Orlando public hearing, supporters of SunRail appear to outnumber opponents. The partners in SunRail are ready to start building the commuter line. They're just waiting to see if Governor Scott gives his approval. The decision is expected by Friday. I'm Mark Simpson, 90.7 WMFE News.